This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your line? Scott Hennen here from Rapid City, South Dakota. 9/11 brought me to Mount Rushmore, the Black Hills. Talking to South Dakota Republicans tonight, invited down by folks in the Lincoln Day dinner tonight in the Rapid City, so I'm honored and looking forward to being part of that. We have a busy hour with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up. We're brought to you this hour by PetroServe USA. Don't forget the great lunch specials. And every one of these come with two sides and a bun. Ooh, is that any good or what? Pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine from Valley City, plus two sides and a bun. That's right. Harwood, I-29, Harwood location, two sloppy joes and chips. 12th Avenue, Fargo location, they're copycatting because they're so good. Sloppy joes, yes, that's right. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken tenders as well. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here. We have Daniel answering your calls when you call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258. 0550. One of our questions on 9/11 is, how do we get back to a country that was united after an attack? Is that possible? I mean, you think about that time versus just the acrimony and what's happening in larger cities and defunding police departments and just some of the things that, you know, political opposites are advocating for that would destroy, for instance, the energy economy. I mean, my gosh, how do you come to unity at a time like that? We asked Andy Card, who is the chief of staff of George W. Bush, whispered in his ear on 9/11, America's under attack. As we're reflecting on 9/11, how do we get back to that point of unity in the country? Here's his take, and I want yours, too.
We can heal wounds in a democracy, and we can come together. I happen to be the chairman of the National Endowment Democracy. I want to make sure our democracy is well-polished because we are the example for the rest of the world. And I think during this time of tribal politics, where we tend to deny each other's right to have an opinion, I think it's important for us to celebrate diversity of opinion without hostility and respect the rule of law, respect that protests are one thing, but riots are something else. So I'm hoping we're taking some lessons from 9/11 and practicing them today and getting back to a sense of responsibility about polishing our democracy and inviting people to participate and inviting people to vote and recognizing the divergence of opinions, but we should all be working for the common good.
Andy, you were a good friend during the Bush administration and your time serving in since as well. We appreciate you very much.
Okay. God bless you. It's great to be with Scott. Scott has had me on his show, I think, for maybe 18 straight years or something. But it's been a great experience. Thank you.
Proving we're both old. Exactly. Right. Every year since the commemoration of 9/11 began. Andy Card, Chief of Staff George W. Bush. Next up, Senator Kevin Cramer for the Talk Radio Town Hall, which is here for you, folks. Any particular issue, anything you're concerned about, anything you want to visit with your senator about, there are no ground rules as to topics or anything else. So please feel free to call in today at 800-228-0550. Senator Cramer, happy Friday.
Are you not hearing me?
No, now I hear.
Now we are.
Okay.
There we go.
I didn't move a thing.
Well, there's been plenty of gremlins today. Trust me, they probably have reached your way as well. But anyway, it's Friday, so it's a Talk Radio Town Hall, and hard not to reflect back on 19 years ago. Where were you?
Well, actually, I was working out at the University of Mary at the time. I will never forget it. I think most of us can remember where we were, right? And we'd sort of just opened a new little theater at the university, you know, for lectures, for presentations. It had a really big screen on it with nice projection. And I remember just sitting in there and watching the news, the TV news, with every second that I could spend in there trying to learn everything I could and just watching the tragedy and, you know, be unveiled right in front of our eyes. It was a remarkable day.
Yeah, it certainly was. You know, what came after was pretty phenomenal when you think about it, that there was this unbelievable unity, especially when we forget. But, I mean, there was hanging chads and all kinds of acrimony with the Supreme Court deciding an election, not all that long prior to 9/11. So there was a little bit of the political back and forth that you see now, but nothing, I don't think, like what is the Trump derangement syndrome and the hatred for this president. What in your mind would it take to get us to be unified again?
Well, it's interesting, Scott, because, and I listened to your piece with Andy Card, and what's interesting to me as I reflect on that very point, and I'm not a pessimist, as you know, and I still believe that our self-governance, you know, representative republic is the best form of government by far and still has the best potential. However, what concerns me is if this pandemic that we're going through right now can't unite us, I'm not sure what else it would take. But the one thing that unites people better than anything is a common enemy. And in the case of COVID-19, the left has used it as a weapon rather than used it as the enemy that would unite us. And that was clearly demonstrated in the United States Senate yesterday. And so I'm not sure what it would take. I really don't know. Maybe another attack by a foreign enemy. Maybe that would do it. But the unseen enemy is every bit as vicious as a lot of foreign enemies.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm being uber partisan when I say my sense of the vast majority of people that are on the opposite side politically of Donald Trump is not that it's sort of like, okay, it was, you know, you're for Al Gore, I'm from George Bush, right? That it's much more he's the enemy. You know, I think, you know, they don't see COVID as the enemy. They see him as the enemy. And that's
right.
Not
and
just, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, right?
No, that's right. No, our politics in this country is harshly divided, and it's not at Congress level. Congress is a reflection of what's going on in the rest of the country. But we've allowed this anarchy to go so long that it's going to be very difficult to turn it around. When Marxism, which just a few short years ago was considered anathema to freedom, is now embraced by an entire political party and, frankly, the vast majority of the media, not just embraced, but I mean strongly supported and promoted, I'm not really sure what it's going to take to get back to unity, except I will say this, and I've said it many times on the show and other places. The people who believe in the goodness of America, that still wrap themselves around the flag of the United States and stand for it and salute it and believe that we are not and should not be defined by the sins of the country, but rather by the goodness of the country while we continue to work on improving and working toward that more perfect union that our founders laid out for us. And aspired for us, we have to speak up. We can't just simply be the silent majority. And I think you're seeing that coming out in more and more, because I think there are a lot of people, Scott, that feel like you and I feel, who right now are not certain that if they express themselves, anybody's going to be there to defend them when some group comes after them or their home or their business and decides to try to burn it down or smash the windows. I hate to be so negative, but I'm very frustrated by it. And I just think more and more people have to speak up, not just vote right.
Joe in Nelson County for Senator Kevin Cramer. First up today with the calls. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, what Kevin said is 100% right about how they use actions such as 9/11 or the pandemic as an excuse to tyranny. The shock of 9/11 wasn't the problem. It was the fear of 9/11 that they would make government bigger and stronger and control our lives. We have 7 weeks to keep this country together. I have 7 plans to make it better and stronger and pull our country together, starting with the Social Security Fairness Act. As we know, Joe Biden's running on the FICA plan. People are living in fear that we're going to lose FICA and we're not going to be funding Social Security. I have a better idea where it becomes an annuity-type plan where somebody like Scott Hennen, who works till they're 70 years old, can contribute more money and draw double or triple what they'd normally draw. But to make it fair, we also have to do something for people who are in their 50s, like 55 years old, if they can no longer work, they're washed up, whatever the case may be. They have the same status as somebody 62. I call it the Social Security Fairness Act, and I believe it will work.
All right. No, I appreciate that. And so there's a bill, actually, that he's referencing. It's in the Senate that Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio has introduced. We're not going to do anything with that, obviously, before the end of this year. But I do appreciate the fact that we do have to have this conversation. And whether it's this bill or something else.
What's amazing is it's a controversial for you to say that. But we got to have the conversation. That makes some people nervous, which is that's crazy.
Exactly right.
Senator Kramer, more on that when we come back. Joe Nelson County, thanks for the call. Brought to you today by Oasis Petroleum. The 24/7 Be the
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Who's on the phone? That's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Today we're gearing up. We're going to be heading over to West Fargo. We got some 24-inch we're going to bore in over there. I got a 16-inch project going over there as well. And we're gearing up, getting ready to head down to Strasburg, the big city, do some water line down there. And we're also spread out in Glen Olin, so we're kind of all over the place this next week.
You're saving people money, and you're having the least amount of disruption to get these projects done on the landscape, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, it's all on what they want. You know, if we're tearing through a field, some guys will let us backhoe through there. If they don't want to disturb, we'll bring the drill in there, and we'll drill underneath it all.
It's that easy, folks. Call them up, 701-204-0404. Visit reddrilling.com, reddrilling.com, or again, call 701-204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Call 701-204-0404, 701-204-0404, or online at reddrilling.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 24/7, you call the Oasis Petroleum Hotline to see the buffalo spirit that so many folks have celebrated so many ways. And if you see something, say something so we can celebrate them. If you have something on your mind you want to call, if it's Wednesday and you think, gosh, I got to ask Senator Kramer a question on Friday, you can call it in, 855-200-1776. Brought to you in part today by the University of Mary. Guess what? They're back. School's back at the University of Mary.
highly qualified emergency response team, got things all ready to go, detailed reopening plans, safety, security, preparedness, the Crow's Nest campus restaurant, open 24-7. You know, it seats about 600 people, so less crowding at peak times. Instead of lecture halls of 200 and 300 students, they have smaller class sizes, keeping students and faculty safe and connecting students and faculty with knowing faculty, the faculty rather, knowing the students by name. That's pretty incredible. So check it all out at umary.edu/prepared. And 99% of on-campus undergraduate students now are receiving financial aid, including the new CARE-19 scholarship for the new applicants at the University of Mary. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So to finish on Joe of Nelson County's point related to, he mentioned some legislation, I think you said specifically, is being put forward by Sherrod Brown, Liberal Democrat from Ohio. What is the solution? What is the plan? You said we should have the conversation. Where should the conversation start?
So this is why, you know, it'd be easy for me to sit and trash Sherrod Brown or Sherrod Brown's ideas, but Sherrod Brown does, not every idea is bad. And the fact that he's got a bill, you know, it's somewhat encouraging, I suppose. But his bill basically does, it eliminates government pension offsets. So it actually does, it eliminates the reduction of benefits if somebody has a windfall somewhere else, another pension, at a different, different state, maybe a state level or something like that, or a disability benefit, from an employer, things like that. All of that's on the benefit side. But if you're going to talk about that side, we have to talk about the revenue side as well. I do know that Mitt Romney has taken a kind of a lead on this topic. He's got a bill called the Trust Act that he's working on. Obviously, again, none of these bills are going to be part of this Congress, but shortly after the first of the year, I think we ought to tackle it head on, as far away from the next election as possible, and with strong bipartisan, bicameral interest, put everything on the table, and we can get it done. The problem is, Scott, every day that we wait, the solution is going to be worse. Because, of course, it's going to take a more dramatic response, because Social Security Trust Fund, along with Medicare, these are two of the mandatory spending provisions that have a dedicated revenue source. Well, that revenue source is going to be cut by 25% when it goes insolvent. And the only income that they'll have to spend is income that's coming in on any given day. So we really do have to solve this, but it's going to take a lot more dramatic action if we don't do it soon.
Let's go to the next call. This one from an anonymous caller. Go ahead. You're next with Senator Kevin Cramer.
Yeah, first I'd like to agree with what Andy Card had to say, as far as bringing people together. And I think part of the problem is neither side wants to hold their own accountable. I got a question for each one of you. Kevin, you were part of the CARES Act and the PPP program. Out of the PPP program, 5.2 million people got loans or grants out of 30 million businesses, which only comes out to 17%. So that there is the government picking winners and losers, which you said you're always opposed to the government being, shouldn't decide who's winners and losers. But I also think there should be full transparency as to who got those loans and how much. Would you agree with that? Scott, my question to you is, how much of a PPP loan did the Fly get, and how crucial was it on a scale from 0 to 10? Was that loan for the Flag to stay afloat? Was it that necessary, or could it some other small businesses use that loan money better? Thank you.
Scott, I'm going to answer your question first. Not for you, but I want to correct something that he's implying that's just not true. And that is that the PPP loan amount, the total amount that was appropriated, was not even utilized. In other words, the entirety of demand was met by the PPP program. There was $130 billion balance left in the PPP appropriation, which we used to offset the bill that we tried to pass yesterday that Democrats opposed. So the notion that somehow somebody was left out as a result of somebody else getting a loan is simply not true. In fact, that $130 billion sat around a long time, and that's why we're trying to repurpose it for a more even defined PPP in the future. With regard to picking winners and losers, once again, that's not true because, again, the demand was met, and there was no picking of winners and losers unless you consider any business with fewer than 500 employees being able to make a loan of up to $10 million specifically to keep their employees on their payroll as picking a winner and loser. So we picked businesses that have 500 or fewer employees in the PPP program. There were no industries that were that weren't allowed. And by the way, those loans, those 5.2 million loans that he references, they represent tens of millions of employees who were able to keep their job as a result of those 5.2 million loans.
Todd, have you still got Kevin? I didn't hear Kevin for a second. Did you guys, just so you just still have that, that's fine. But I think you answered the question. Somebody else, on another note, maybe this will help the caller, said, Senator Cramer, can you please help? Is the second round of PPP and aid from, the coronavirus impact going to come anytime soon? What would you say there?
Well, I would say that 47 out of 47 Democrats in the United States Senate yesterday voted against doing exactly that, as well as voting against our efforts to forgive loans of $150,000 and less if people attest that they use the loans properly, which makes up, by the way, 86% of the loans in North Dakota. The average size of a loan, by the way, in North Dakota in PPP was $96,000. So they were small business loans meant to keep employees. So it's unfortunate that that happened, but we had a second round, again, using the $130 billion that was available from the last round and added some to that and then focused it on companies not of 500 and fewer, but $300 or 300 employees and fewer, and that could demonstrate a loss of revenue. In other words, one thing we learned about the first round, which was much more broadly applied, is that some of the hardest hit industries, like the hospitality industry, for example, need more help to stay afloat. And so we tried to target it that way. Democrats supported that idea until it was part of a bill that they then voted against because they like the issue more than they like the solution.
That's darn sad. That's for sure. I don't know how you awaken them from that unless the more people like this texter say, hey, I need that. Let's go. Take a quick break. Back with more with Senator Kevin Cramer. More of your calls waiting to roll here, and we have text as well. So keep them coming. 800-228-0550. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the team. Some great deals. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or 800-506-9028.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been 19 years since the September 11th terrorist attacks, and President Trump and the First Lady and former VP Joe Biden are at the United Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, while Vice President Mike Pence is at memorials going on in Lower Manhattan and in the nation's capital, where terrorist hijackers crashed American Flight 77 into the west wall of the Pentagon that day. Joint Chiefs of Staff Army General Mark Milley spoke at a memorial and praised all those in the Pentagon on and on the plane for believing in American ideals like freedom.
Those ideas were and still are hated by our enemies, by fascists, Nazis, communists, Al-Qaeda, ISIS.
The consumer price index rose 0.4% in August when analysts expected a slightly higher increase. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We'll be out at Big Iron next week. Looking forward to that. Our friends from High Plains Apache will be there, too, with the new 2021. I talked to Tyler earlier from High Plains Apache. He was saying he's really excited about the new 2021. A lot of new features, a lot of things you're going to like, all the big booms. So it'll be great. Come on out and see us. High Plains Apache will be at Big Iron. We will be at Big Iron as well, broadcasting live all 3 days. And if you can't wait, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. A texter says, well, he signs this even, Brooks from Castleton says, the simplest non-lethal way to be united, news agencies need to stop reporting fake news. Maybe they need a little more regulation or something related to
factual reporting. I do agree they need to stop reporting fake news, but I'm not a big fan of regulating speech, as you know. As long as it's a fair, you know, as long as everybody's speech gets to be laid out. But he does raise an important point. You know, one of the things I just learned today about one of our facilities in North Dakota that. You know, that a lot of seniors use for, you know, it's assisted living, varying degrees of retirement living. They had a whole bunch of both residents and employees test positive for COVID recently. Every one of them was retested twice, and every one of them twice were tested negative. And so, you know, I don't have to tell you what that means. That means that there were three tests for every one of them. And, of course, that will be reported as, you know, increase in testing. But obviously the first round of positive tests were all faulty. But it'll all get reported. I guarantee you there'll be a whole bunch of people with COVID that don't have COVID. And we've seen this over and over and over and over again. It's just unfortunate, just tragic. That we don't keep better track of the important things like who's sick, you know, and who's hospitalized.
But journalism is dead, it seems to me.
There is no journalism left in America.
Yeah, I mean, because journalism says, what are the facts? Okay, they got tested first and then twice after that, and they were not. So guess what? We need to report the fact that when we told you that they were positive, they weren't positive, and here's what happened, right? And there are so many unnamed sources now. What's an unnamed source? I mean, President Donald Trump is on the vast majority of the network reporting out there, said to be someone who said all kinds of horrible things about veterans, according to four anonymous people. 16 people have come out on the record and said that didn't happen. I was there. Is that ever corrected? Is it ever fixed?
Never. That's the way. That's the era we live in now because of Donald Trump. But I'm just here to tell you, Scott. I know for a fact because I've talked to unnamed people, and I know for a fact that the Washington Post and the New York Times and all these entities are making them up because the unnamed sources in their newsrooms have told me that. I guarantee it. It's absolutely a fact, and you should run with it.
and all because of their Trump hatred. But to back to the unity point, how do you ever get to a point of unity when you have a media, you know, lighting, you know, a gas tank on fire with fake news?
Well, here's what's going to happen, in my view, Scott. It may take a while, but I think it will happen. And that is, remember, the one group of people, the one institution that has a lower favorable rating than Congress is the media, particularly the Washington Press Corps and the New York Press Corps. Very, very low. So, in other words, people aren't listening to them. They're not paying attention. That's why their stories are more and more extreme all the time. It's why with this crazy story about Donald Trump supposedly calling veterans, you know, in cemeteries losers, is because it's so absurd and it flies in the face of everything people already know about Donald Trump. You can pick faults of his if you want and go after them and be critical of them. But when you make stuff up that everybody in the world knows isn't true and then your sources are all unnamed. And by the way, four unnamed sources in a conversation on Air Force One is almost impossible to come up with because I've been on Air Force One a lot. It's not that big. It's big for an airplane. Or the Oval Office. Oftentimes you'll get unnamed sources from an Oval Office conversation. I've been the subject of several, or at least of a couple. And I know everybody that's in the room. It's not a big group of people. So you know this stuff is being contrived. Completely made up.
Here's my smoking gun. On the Atlantic story, the story drops. Within a few hours, there's a press conference that Joe Biden decides to have, which we know is rare, right?
And the
first person to ask a question is a reporter from guess where? The Atlantic. Isn't that convenient? And then later that day, an ad starts. And they've got an ad up using the story details as well. So the coordination, you know, or collusion or whatever you want to call it with the media, and specifically with the Biden campaign, I don't know. It just seems to me there is how does this fix itself on its own? You're right. They have a low approval rating. So what? People just.
Eventually they'll all be broke, Scott. Eventually, it'll be like the NFL. They can keep doing the weird things that they do, and first it'll start out with people booing and giving them a low approval rating, and then people stop coming to the games, and then people stop watching TV and buying things from the advertisers, and the, you know, jersey sales tank. That's how it happens. It happens in our free market system. It just sometimes takes a while, but these guys are on a fast downhill slide, and here's what's really weird. They don't even know it. Scott, their bubble is so small, and as you know, I have a lot of experience with the Capitol Press Corps. I could tell you I could fill the rest of the show just telling you about yesterday's gaggle I had with them. They have no clue how out of touch they are. None.
Yeah, they're in the ultimate bubble. Tom, Watford City, North Dakota, for Senator Kevin Cramer. You're next. What's your question, Tom?
Yeah, hello, Senator. Thank you for your service. I got a question. I heard of President Trump mentioned that he would not make it mandatory for the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know what you think about that. What's your response?
Well, I support that, but yes.
You support that?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you. Yeah, I'm just not a mandate guy. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed, Scotty, but now with Burley and Morton counties, Bismarck and Mandan, having this, quote, spike, because, of course, we test so much. And, of course, we've decided to live around here. The city commission in Bismarck didn't even get a single commissioner to make a motion to mandate masks. And mass, much less a vaccine. And Morton County Commission voted unanimously yesterday or last night against mandating masks. We are not mandate people out here in Freedomville, USA, the center of the country. And I don't care how many fake news stories that they run saying 270,000 bikers at Sturgis got COVID-19, which is, again, what they do is they try to find something plausible that they think they can wrap around other preconceived thoughts, make it extreme, put it out as news, and then they can use it against conservatives, except that they don't understand it's not plausible. It's absurd. It's absurd. And so anyway, I'm not a mandate guy.
The other thing is it's a horrible way to get people to wear masks. Tell them they have to. You'd be a lot better off saying, here's what happens when you wear a mask. Here's some things we can tell you that we know from you know, actual studies about masks, and let people decide whether they want to wear masks or not. Tony Fauci himself very early in this said, you know, masks don't make a difference. And then and now health professionals say, you know, do it or we'll all die. You know, I mean, they lose their credibility very quick with the way they go about this stuff. That's where I think they mess up. Let me get another call in here from Ryan. I got a bunch of texts, too, as well. Ryan, question for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Thank you, Senator Kramer. I wanted to address what you said earlier about not being a pessimist. I prefer to think of myself as a realist, but I'm not ashamed to be called a pessimist. The reason I'm not is simple math. Almost 3,000 people died on 9/11, which was a horrendous tragedy, but now we've got a media telling us that 67 times that number have died of COVID-19. And you've got white millennial Americans destroying businesses by the scores, if not the hundreds. What's another couple of skyscrapers? I mean, I have to believe that if something like 9/11 happened today, it would be inside of a week that the media would figure out some way, no matter how ridiculous, to blame Trump and blame Trump supporters.
I think you're exactly right. Classic example, this Bob Woodward story, this Bob Woodward book. When I was confronted after this story first came out, and we were actually at lunch in the Capitol with the Republican senators, I didn't have any idea about any of it. I walked out and the gaggle asked me about it, and they said, I said, okay, tell me. I don't know what you're talking about. And they read a short excerpt and said, do you know, I'm surprised you haven't read it or something like that. So it just came out anyway. And, of course, they say that he lied. That was the question. What do you make of the president lying to us about the severity of COVID-19? I said, well, first of all, he never lied about anything. And second of all, you all were just as critical of him for exaggerating it when he took very bold action and issued the travel ban from China and then followed that up with Europe. So at that time, he was overreacting, and now you're saying that he was lying, and the reality is what we need are just facts. Just facts, not hype, not exaggeration, not dramatization, and just apply a little common sense to the facts, and we'll all have a better idea what's really going on. I mean, I think, to your point, one of the most damning things that has happened that the mainstream media is not going to talk much about, and that is when the CDC finally admitted that of the numbers of people who died with or of COVID-19, 94% of them had other conditions, and the average is 3.6 conditions, underlying conditions, in addition to COVID-19. That's a very different story than to say, you know, we're approaching a quarter of a million people who've died of COVID-19.
Yeah, those folks were in the ninth inning, and COVID, you know, is a factor, but not the factor when there's 3.6. You know, underlying conditions, heart disease, diabetes, whatever. That's what's been missing from much of this conversation, no doubt about that. I don't have time for another call. Real quick on this one, Texter says, will we have to bail out the professional sports because they are too big to fail?
Boy, great question, and I hope not. If there's any bailouts for professional sports, it'll be done at the local levels. But I'm not sure that at the local level there's going to be support for such a thing, because the only reason you'd have to bail them out would be because the local people stopped going to the games, which is up to them. As for me, as I said last week, I've gotten rid of all my sports apps. I've replaced with pro bull riding and the rodeo.
There you go. That's your new sport to follow.
That's my new sport,
It's a good one. And, of course, the booing last night was thunderous over this latest attempt at protesting. They can't help themselves. All right. We'll take more calls, but we've got to do it after the break. What's on your mind continues.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month, or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From hot spring spas and pool tables, too. In Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, online at hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Over 100 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, most with that Schwann lifetime powertrain warranty. Customers say it's the best in the business. Your trade-in may be worth more than you think. The lowest finance rates are being offered in years. Check it out. Shop, click, drive at Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, final segment with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Steve, Dilworth, Minnesota, for the Senator. Go ahead.
Yes, Senator, are you aware of the COVID-19 dashboard that Governor Burgum and his administration have created?
Well, I'm somewhat aware of it. Yeah, I haven't looked at it closely, although I will say that when they send out their daily numbers, and it's a very workable way to get data and to get information. So I'm familiar with it to that sense. I'm not sure how they put it all together, but it's very user-friendly.
Do you believe the report that it compiles about active cases in each county?
I'm not in a position to second-guess them or doubt them, but I do think that they should be able to be challenged, and that's one of my biggest gripes about this whole process.
Do you believe they're
no
fake
one's
news?
Allowed to challenge them. I don't know one way or the other. I've never gone and counted. I've never talked to people that are in a position to provide knowledge to dispute them. I read all of those kinds of things with a certain amount of skepticism, like I do most things.
So you're skeptical of the governor's dashboard report of active cases?
I read everything with a sense of skepticism, both curiosity and skepticism, but I don't have any reason to doubt that it's not true unless somebody can give me some data or some, again, real knowledge that they aren't true. So I look at them, I value them, I put them, run them through my common sense filter. If it's something that's, you know, concerning to me, is some specific statistic. Active cases is one of the things, by the way, Scott, that I do view, whether it's county, state, local, national, because obviously cases will always go up. Cases don't go down. Active cases, to me, are people who are sick, but they're reported as people who've tested positive, and I suppose they're active until such time as they test negative, which, like I said, I just told you a story about a couple of dozen people recently at an institution that tested twice tested negative within days of testing positive. And so, you know, I think you always have to be somewhat skeptical and run it through a filter.
All right, Steve, I'm going to have to move on, but if there's any other, quick points that, you know, obviously
yeah,
you sound like you're concerned about it.
Curious, too.
All right. He hung up. Doug in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Good morning, Senator. In the Federalist today, John Davidson writes an article entitled "The Left is Setting the Stage for a Coup if Trump Wins." Then he chronicles probably near a dozen articles from the Washington Post to the Atlantic about the call for violence and insurrection after the election if Trump wins. And then quotes also from Biden and Biden's own campaign about the military needing to escort Trump out of the White House. Not asking you to respond on any particular thing, but what is your take on this vitriolic call for violence if Trump wins, and how serious should we take this?
Well, given recent history, and by recent, I mean really the last 4 years, remember, Inauguration Day in Washington, D.C., liberals smashed the windows of Starbucks in downtown Washington and burned cars. Inauguration Day. And they've only been escalating their violence. Now they've gotten so much buy-in by the media that they've now couched it and as peaceful protesting. But make no mistake, they're more than capable of doing it. And let's also not forget our own history with the left right here in North Dakota. And like I say, long before there was a chop zone, there was a dapple zone. So we know that it's a part of a strategy. And I think John Davidson's premise is not that far off. Let's not also forget, it was Hillary Clinton who just recently strongly encouraged Joe Biden, whatever the results of the election, never concede. Not like, you know, make sure that all the absentee ballots are counted the next day. Do not concede under any circumstance. Well, that's not how democracy works. You know, and by the way, you don't have to concede. My opponent has never conceded the race, but I'm the one that was sworn in as a senator. So, you know, what can you say?
You could say they're stirring the pot, and
they are.
This is going to get more ugly before it gets better. Let's squeeze in one more text. Is he aware some military retirees will start to pay for TRICARE beginning 2021?
It was a question, am I afraid they will?
Are you aware that they will?
Oh, I'm aware there's an issue there. We're trying to tackle it and you know, cut it off if we can. We need to look at it, TRICARE as well as VA benefits and all of the other benefits to make sure that our war heroes, our servicemen and women, current and past, present and past, get all of the benefits that they're entitled to at the best possible price.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there till next week because we don't have much time. Anything else you want to say with a few seconds we have left?
No, but let's never forget 9/11. And more importantly, let's not forget the America that emerged afterwards. And let's also never forget that the war on terror has never come back to our shores since we took it to them.
Good point. Peace.
through strength, then we can pray that that unity we saw after 9/11 can return, too. That might be the one thing and only thing that'll bring it back.
Thanks.
Senator Kramer, thanks so much for the time. Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. See us at Big Iron in the Hartle Building, booths A12 and A29. Sound technology for smarter farming. Intelligent Ag.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.